Welcome, Chamber family, to another installment of the Tallahassee Chamber Podcast. I am your host, Jay Revel, with my co-host here, Sarah Solomon. Welcome to a new year. We've got a new show for you and a fabulous guest with us today. We have my friend and yours, Jay Smith of the Ajax Building Corporation. More importantly, here in Chamber World, he is the chairman of our Business Advocacy Committee. Jay Smith, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Indeed. It's going to be a great year for doing business in Tallahassee. Our community is growing. There's a lot of new, vibrant things happening all around us. We're awfully glad to have you serving in leadership here at the Chamber and in a very important role. We mentioned our Business Advocacy Committee, which you're chairing. Can you tell our guests a little bit about what that is and what your role is there?
Sure. Well, we at the Business Advocacy Group, it's a group of leaders, of course, of a bunch of different varieties of businesses. And our role is to work for our membership group and identify things of concern or things that we are pressing for within side of the chamber for our community. So we work very closely with both the city and county commissions, the administrator and the managers of both specifically, growth management. We're also engaging the school board, anything that's really impacting our businesses and our membership that are working inside of our chamber. So we try to make sure they understand what our goals and objectives are as a chamber, and then we want to understand the goals and objectives of each one of those organizations so we can work with them and try to make sure that our businesses aren't being impacted on a negative front, but we're all working together to grow this community. And so it's something every month there's always some new wild card. We have our goals of what we want to try to accomplish with inside of each year. But as we know, things are shifting and moving rapidly in the world, and that goes along with what's going on inside each one of those entities. So we try to stay ahead of them and work with them and try to help each other out.
Yeah, no doubt. And folks, if you're not used to following along with the work of our Business Advocacy Committee, it's important to know that that work is really largely dictated by what we call our six guiding principles. Those are a set of priorities that our chamber membership and our chamber board have approved. And when our Business Advocacy Committee works for you, for our members, they're doing so with a regard to these principles and the things that the chamber stands for and believes in as far as what a good business environment can look like. So, Jay, what I would ask is in your perspective, what does a good business environment look like?
I think a good business environment is when our entities, our businesses itself, are all focused on growing our economy. So when all of us are looking out for each other and celebrating not only what you're doing with inside of your business, but even your competitors, when everyone is winning and succeeding, then that is a strong growth that we're looking for. And then having commissions and leadership within each the city and county and school board that are thinking the same way, that it is a positive growth for success for all of these groups. We are not just a public sector town anymore. We are a growing city. And so when everybody is focused on that aspect, in which we are currently, in my opinion, things are really, thriving for all industries. And so I think that's a success in my mind.
We spend a lot of time both as chamber staff, chamber leadership like yourself, and other members of the Business Advocacy Committee, trying to communicate to elected officials what it is that we believe in, and I think and things like what you just articulated about our beliefs in a business environment. If you were to run into any of our local elected officials on the street walking out of the door here today, what's one message you really want them to have resonate?
Always think about the impact of your decision on a business. I think a lot of times, which they do a very good job of, is think of the individual within each home, but they need to think about what the impact is to the business. And I think they are doing that more and more. because there are a lot of little things that cause cost increases for all of our businesses, which then goes to that homeowner that they're so thoughtful on. And so they just need to be aware of that. And I think they're all doing that on a really good job. While, you know, years prior, I think a lot of people had questioned that. I see that they see the impacts that potential some decisions or some costs that they're increasing, that they're trying to weigh those decisions on, you know, the pros and cons of those and what it does to each business. So I think we're taking those steps forward, and it's our job within the chamber and within business advocacy to remind them of those potential ripple effects. They can turn into large waves the farther away they get from those decisions. So,
you know, one of the unique things that I think about the role of business advocacy and some of the success that we've had is really just the sheer diversity of careers and backgrounds that most of the professionals have on our board and within our committees. You specifically have a construction background. Can you tell us a little bit about your role at Ajax and kind of how you got to where you are today?
Sure. Ajax is a 60-year-old company that was started right here in Tallahassee by my granddad. He had the vision. My family's been in Tallahassee from the Smith side for over five generations, and granddad had owned and started several different businesses, including the old Cactus Motel on West Tennessee Street, which is one of the first motels in town. But he's also was a great builder, and so when he started Ajax, it was a vision of his to provide, you know, great service and quality construction, and we've been able to grow that. And as the third generation, I was able to step in that role within the company and kind of grow it and take it in a little different route. But now we've grown throughout the Southeast, but still headquartered right here in Tallahassee.
Did you always know that you wanted to kind of follow in the footsteps of your family and enter the construction business? And then follow that up with telling me a little bit about how Tallahassee looks now compared to what it looked like when you started. How much has it grown?
Growing up, it was something you lived and breathed. I remember taking dinner down to the old office on East Harrison from my dad and granddad and my uncle at the time while they were doing a takeoff, and we would eat dinner with them. They'd take a break and then get back to it, and I'd work, you know, on summers and Fridays when we had them off. So it was something we did, but it was not something that was pressed upon us that you had to do. So when I went off to college, there was a lot of different ideas and things and experiences I was able to capture and learn from. But when the opportunity came, the opportunity was there, and I stepped inside of it and made the most of that. So it was a really unique opportunity to sit next to your grandfather and father and brother at the time to work with all of them and learn from all of their different experiences and kind of, you know, take that and run with it. So it was a truly blessing. Tallahassee today, compared to what I grew up in, is by the looks of things, completely different. But from the tradition, I guess, or the values of a community that takes care of one another, that has not changed. We have grown significantly, but at the end of the day, this community is really unique. To have the culture of Florida A&M University, Florida State, TCC, and the state capitol bring so many different type of people to our community, but they all fall in love with the people and kind of our core values of what we stand for. And so that has not changed. But of course, the buildings are larger and the streets are wider and all the unique things of a growing city. But I still think we have a good core value that has not changed.
Jay, tell us a little bit about some of the projects you all have going on at Ajax today. You know, if you drive around Tallahassee, you see more cranes than ever. You see a lot more of these sort of gated construction sites than ever. And I know, fortunately for you all, there's a lot of Ajax emblems on some of those gates. So tell our listeners a little bit about some of the things you're working on in the community right now.
We have... We are a part of several really exciting projects that are changing the dynamic of this community. I'll run through a few of them quickly. Of course, at the state capitol, the Capitol complex is being completely overhauled. Those that don't know, there are three state parks that are part of the Capitol complex. You've got the House and Senate garage. Above the garages were two different parks, and then, of course, on the west side of the Capitol is a park as well. And so all three of these are being renovated. We're doing two of those. We are just finishing up the Senate garage, which is a complete restoration of that garage, and then a whole new park on top, which is being wrapped up in the inauguration here. It'll be unveiled. So that's a really exciting. Now we're moving over to the House. That'll take another 2 years. And then behind that, Childers Construction is going to be doing the West Side project. It's going to completely change and really blend in with our downtown. So it's a great project. Florida State University, we're doing the Earth, Ocean, and Atmospheric Sciences, better known as Earth, Wind, and Fire. That project is about two-thirds of the way done. It's a really unique science building on FSU's campus. We're doing the new student union, which is over $100 million brand new student union where the existing Oglesby student union used to be. It's under construction now. We're doing a new student services project for Florida A&M University. We're doing a new orthopedic clinic for TOC at the Canopy development there on Willani and Fleischmann. We're doing two projects, one for Holy Comforter and one for McClay School, that are really unique projects for both of those campuses and those private schools. And then we're doing a new office building, Capacity Consulting, downtown on West Jefferson, which is going right next to the new Florida Power and Light building, right across from City Hall. Again, you see all the dynamics of what's going on in downtown. There's been a lot of investment done here recently of downtown properties. A lot of the attorneys and lobbyists are really making a major investment into downtown, which is really important. As part of the advocacy thing that we're working on with the chamber, is making sure we're trying to limit those hurdles for all of those investors, because a lot of those people are coming in from out of town and have a lot of large clients from out of town. We want them to have success stories with how they deal with our local governments and how they go through that construction process. So that's one thing we've been pushing very hard on.
Well, it sounds like things are moving pretty slow.
Yeah.
Now, far as construction, you've just got a lot going on, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and then, of course, then the new City of Tallahassee Police Department headquarters we were just selected for. And so that hopefully will get started later, end of 2019, 2020. That process is really getting moving there on the south side of town. And we're really excited about what we're going to do there as a community, not only for the project, the economic development impact. We've got some really neat things planned. We've, of course, working with Lively and a lot of our local partners on some workforce outreach components there. That's really, really going to be some impactful things beyond just the building itself.
And, you know, that's really cool. We were talking about that earlier, folks. And when you talk about all of the construction going on in town, and obviously you know, your time is probably increasingly precious with the management, all of these things going on. We talk about talent, we talk about skilled labor, we talk about you know, the how difficult it is becoming to find the folks we need. And this is not just a Tallahassee problem; this is a national problem. I think I saw the average age of a construction worker in this country is north of 55 years. You've got baby boomers retiring left and right, a lot of institutional skilled knowledge disappearing from the workforce. Talk a little bit about those issues that you're facing as a construction company and what you're doing here in Tallahassee to combat that.
Yeah, there's only a few ways you can change that dynamic. And one of them comes to your type of materials you're using. Are you manufacturing those within facilities, which is, you have a limited capture on that, and then it comes to what labor force can you change, what dynamic can you change within that labor force. So as we were talking about before, there's two programs we're looking at really working closely on, or one, a disadvantaged workers program. So really reaching into the convicted felons or misdemeanors, the folks that are having a tough time getting a job but really want to work, and working with them and working with you know, the law enforcement entities here, and getting those individuals and training them so they're getting work and they're and being really a part of our community and our society. So that's a program we're really going to work hard on. And then it's the apprenticeship program. That is something that we need to do a better job of, is working with the high school graduates, looking at the folks that are in community college now that are really interested in working within the, you know, the field side of things and building and growing and doing those type things, working with them and actually developing trades. So we're going to develop some unique programs there as a community. We've had several meetings here inside of the chamber with Lively and talking about how we can grow that program to work together with each other, because, you know, it's only going to drive up cost the more we ignore this issue. And we really need to put a focus on it. As you indicated, the average work age of the workforce, of a skilled workforce, is over 60 years old now. So we can't just turn a blind eye to that, think it's going to get better.
Jay, I don't know how you would possibly have time to do anything outside of all the projects that you just mentioned, and how long we know here at the Chamber that you spend the hours volunteering and attending meetings and working with us. But what do you like to do when you're not working? What do you enjoy about Tallahassee community? Tell us about your family. Just give us, paint the picture for us of your hours spent outside of the office.
Well, I am very lucky to be married to my wife. It'll be 20 years this year, Bree, in April. And we have three beautiful daughters, two of them in high school, one of them in elementary school. And so a lot of my time is outside of work and what we do here at the Chamber and my other groups I'm working with. We do a lot of things together. All of them are really active. The two older ones are actually playing on the same varsity high school soccer team right now. And so I love watching the two of them play anything, especially when they're playing together. And then my younger daughter's in dance. And so we do a lot of things. Activity-wise, we're usually outdoors. Spend a lot of time in both the state park and city parks. We do a lot of hiking and running and cycling. And then, you know, we really like the aspect of having the two universities and, of course, community college here. So we spend a lot of time both sports events and also the cultural events. Big supporter of opening nights and what that's been able to do for our community. So we attend a lot of those events together, but you know, we just try to give them all the experiences that we were able to be provided. And also it's really unique having the beaches about 45 minutes from downtown. I've grown up going to St. Teresa Beach, and now I've taken doing the same with my children. So again, it's the beauty of living right here in our capital city is how close we are to some beautiful beautiful woods to go hunting in, and also the coast is very close to be able to be on the water and have that aspect of right near next to where we get to work and play is pretty unique.
Absolutely. There's definitely not a shortage of things to do in Tallahassee. There's something for everybody. Do you and your family or time spent with your girls, do you have a specific community event or a hidden gem or a favorite restaurant or something like that that you'd like to share?
Well, I always go to the restaurant. I mean, everything... Everything is, we all used to laugh when I was a kid. Every direction was, you would always base upon a restaurant if you're trying to give directions to somebody. But an old school guy, Barnaby's is always still a favorite, a golden oldie for me. We go in several different restaurants, and the kids' taste and our taste are always a little different, but we usually find a good blend of that. A community event that we all enjoy doing. It's always around a sporting event, mm-hmm. Most of the time. Also, you know, I have to give a shout out to my aunt Tina and Young Actors Theater. Young Actors Theater is one of those hidden gems within our community that has been around. I know my brother, when he was in high school, was in performances, so it's been around. It's grown significantly, and that's always a unique thing to be able to go and do and see with my kids, as well as they all love musical theater. And so to have that right here in our backyard and see a lot of our friends and our kids' friends be a part of that, something unique as well.
Friend of mine always called that area the theater district.
Yes, exactly.
Great place to see shows.
That's right.
Yeah, kind of in closing, Jay, we always like to do a fun little exercise with our guests where we call one word. I'll give you one word, maybe two words, and you give me kind of the first thing that comes to mind. We'll keep it all pretty highbrow for this, this installment. But we'll start it off with Ajax.
Family. Not only does it mean family to me personally, but my employees that I get to be with. Mr. Oreen was one of my granddad's first employees, and his son Larry has now been with us for over 30 years, and I get to work and learn from Larry. And we have several employees that are multi-generation employees, so that's it goes beyond just my family. It's a big family.
Yeah, that's very cool. The Florida Gators.
Florida Gators. God's country. No.
Feeling good. You're winning some games. They got you a good ball coach down there.
Yeah, it's good when University of Miami, Florida State, and Florida are all doing well.
Yeah.
It's for the last 15 years, it doesn't seem like all three of us can get on the same page at the same time. No, it was a great opportunity for me and developed some really amazing relationships, and it's a great place to go down, but it's also makes it really fun around Thanksgiving for my family dynamics, since I'm the lone Gator in my group.
Yeah. Finally, let's talk about advocacy. What's advocacy mean to you?
It's our job to be the voice of our chamber business group. I mean, before I got engaged heavily within the board side of things, I had limited knowledge on how much effort and work we're doing for our existing membership, and really sticking our nose out for them. So if there's an issue out there for our businesses, we are the ones making sure that we're letting everybody know how we feel and what that impact is within our group. And so I'm very proud of, since I've been involved, how well we've done that and how closely we're working with our government entity bodies that we're that are here in our community to make sure they understand where we're coming from. And so that's what being an advocate's all about.
No doubt. Jay Smith, thanks for being with us. You've been a great guest today.
Enjoyed it.
Thanks for all you do for the chamber and for our community here in Tallahassee. We appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all inviting me into these worldwide studios. This is very impressive.
You got it. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. We'll see you again for another installment real soon.